Jerry Bader Show, 1036. In just a few moments, I'm going to give away 4 tickets to the Brewers and the Cubs at Miller Park on Saturday, April 26th. Who knows? Maybe they won't have lost by then. Jason's like, oh, you're jinxing them. We'll get to that in just a moment. Speaking of Jason, I did not jinx him. In one regard, I've been telling you since late January, at least most of you, about Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, doctor-supervised weight loss program, different from a diet. Yes, you eat certain foods in certain amounts, but there's a lot more to it. And I've been telling you how much I've lost, and now my loss is 46 pounds as of today. After 1 week on the program, Jason has lost 13 pounds. So our net loss is almost 60 pounds already. Really, there was that much more of us in the studio.
That's
here.
Hard to believe.
Where did we put it all? But you're doing well. Are you going in for weigh-in today?
I had not scheduled it, but I was.
Oh, just go down.
If I got everything done here, I was going to walk in and they're
all set for you.
Yeah.
And you've talked a little bit on the air already. You know, you do. You've had, what have you had, venison already?
Yes.
You can have venison, lean beef, yep. Tilapia, cod, I've got this all memorized.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken, turkey, mm-hmm. Tuna steaks, not canned tuna,
yep.
Fruits, veggies, and so on. And I know everyone's asking you this question because they've asked me this question. How do you answer the question, is it hard?
I say, well, anything worthwhile is hard.
I would say,
it is.
It takes effort and dedication.
You have to want to lose weight.
Yeah.
No matter any time in your life.
Right. But I will say this, and we haven't talked about the skinny drops. They make life a fool.
Well, they make life really easy.
And that's the part, skinny drops? Again, here's some skinny drops. That's why you're going to want to call Dr. Jason Litwin at
920-268-1386, 920-268-1386. 1386.
Free assessment. Maybe it's for you. And some listeners have found out it's not.
And just one really quick thing. He's always there for you.
Yes.
You can call him. You can email him. And he gets right back to you.
Yes.
I was having some cravings. And he said, listen, just relax.
And have some almonds.
Take a break and eat an apple.
Oh, he went with an apple.
Well, it was a little bitty one.
Oh, see, he's kept me away from the apples. He was the veggie medley and the almonds with me.
Ah.
You're getting all the perks over there.
I am.
But the important thing is it works, and Jason hasn't gotten anything about the maintenance yet, which you'll find out. There's a plan to help keep it off. So 920-268-1386. Or you can mail the show email address. Yeah, I guess it's an e-dress. How come we don't call them e-dresses?
That's a great point.
I just invented a word.
I love it.
No, I didn't. I screwed up. Jerry Bader Show at NWCRadio.com. If you want to find out that way, if you didn't get the number. All right. Jason, I'm going to spring this on you. It's time for Radio Jeopardy. Well, what the? You didn't say anything. No, I didn't. And I apologize for that. So I'll let Jason find the Radio Jeopardy stuff. This is for a chance at 4 very nice seats to see the Cubs come to Miller Park. It's a Saturday game, the 26th. And I am very excited about the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm conflicted on Ryan Braun, but he helped them win, so I should shut up. Kyle Loesch has been the only iffy starter so far. Matt Garza takes the mound tonight, actually. You'll hear it right here on the station you're listening to, against the Phillies. And his first outing was... He flirted with a no-hitter. Seriously flirted with a no-hitter. So here's your chance to win 4 tickets. And this, I'm going to do a mini topic out of this as well. We'll just clear the lines. Jason gets frustrated when people call in. They don't know the question. The Radio Jeopardy category is an unusual one. The Radio Jeopardy category is relationships. The Radio Jeopardy answer is more than 10% of Americans say this is hurting the romantic relationship. Remember to form it in a question. Your response in a question. Phrase it in a question.
Radio Jeopardy category is relationships. The Radio Jeopardy answer is more than 10% of Americans say this is hurting their relationship. 406-1364, a really nice four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets Saturday the 26th to see the Cubbies. And this is going to lead to a topic when we're done with this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Radio Jeopardy categories, relationships. Radio Jeopardy answers. More than 10% of Americans say this is hurting their romantic relationship. Remember, form of a question. Gary and Pulaski, go ahead.
What are in-laws?
That is not the answer we're looking for. And I won't comment on whether I think the number would be much higher or lower than 10%. Jason has an answer. It's not relevant. Pete in Ashwaubenon. Pete, go ahead.
What is politics?
That is not correct. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. More than 10% of Americans say their romantic relationship is being hurt by this. Darlene in Green Bay.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, what is social media?
Nope, that is not correct. I wonder if the number's even higher than that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Oh, they're struggling. They're struggling over there. Uh, 406-1360, 888. Lines are open right now. Yeah, people are waiting for me to give a clue, that's why. Radio Jeopardy categories, relationships. Radio Jeopardy answer for a really nice pair, four-pack, rather, of Brewers tickets. More than 10% of Americans say their romantic relationship is being hurt by this. Joanne in Sheboygan, go.
What is flirting with someone who is not your date, boyfriend, or spouse?
I would think it's much higher than that for what Joanne just said. That's not it. Chris on the road. Chris, go ahead.
Time spent on smartphones.
Give me your answer again.
What is time spent on smartphones?
I'm in such a generous mood today. Besides that, I was afraid no one was going to get it. There you go. All right, you get the four-pack, sir. Hang on, and we're going to get some Jason's going to get some information, including a phone number from you.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. All right, that is it. Cell phone use. Now, I didn't use the really interesting part. It's not just cell phone use. The biggest part of it is texting. Texting is really hurting relationships right now, and this is the part I couldn't figure out a way to do this on the air without having naughty answers. 20% of Americans 18 to 34 have texted while having sex. Yes. 20% of Americans have texted while having sex. That's 18 to 34. 9% admit to using the cell phone during sex. What the hell? Now, the reason I bring that up is 33% have used it on a dinner date. 20% have texted in church. 20% have texted in church. Jason, did you miss the part that 20% of Americans 18 to 34 have texted during sexual intercourse? That was the part I was going to try to eat. How do I ask that? You know, 30% of Americans said they do this during sex. Well, I couldn't put those calls on the air. I mean, you know what was going to happen there. We have become, and this is why I have a problem with the driving and cell phone thing, where some of you think I've crossed a line as a conservative that I want to ban it. We become addicted to the cell phone, and some people specifically become addicted to texting. They just have. And I mean, if there is nothing, and I mean nothing, you can't do without texting, a whole new meaning to the word sexting now, doesn't it? I have more to get to. Jason, unless you have the greatest calls in the world, we're not taking calls on that. I mean, these would have to be Oscar-winning calls if they issued Oscars for radio talk show calls. It's 10:46.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.